Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Tuesday, the 21st day of the month of Teves. Thank you to our amazing and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the program, the daily call, and introduce Rabbi Elisha Friedman of Kesher Israel Congregation in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Friedman slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and will be followed by the Rosh HaBerach L'Cholim and Achenu. We will conclude, actually not today, we will not be concluding the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Friedman. As Rabbi Friedman has a, I don't even know if he's aware of this, has a very distinct point to note. Rabbi Friedman is the first rabbi in the, how many months have we been doing this call? 10 months, almost a year now. Unbelievable. Rabbi Friedman is the first rabbi to get the chazaka to be on the program now three times. So congratulations to Rabbi Friedman for that. Rabbi Friedman, were you aware of this?
No, that's a big honor. Thank you.
It is. It's a huge honor. So please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Friedman. Take it away.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me back. It's an honor to be here and to be able to share some words of Torah. I wanted to share with you an idea. We have this lovely program we've been doing with some of the smaller Jewish communities in central Pennsylvania region, or really throughout Pennsylvania. I'm the rabbi in Harrisburg, so we're one of the few communities participating. And it's been really a wonderful program to learn some Torah and to bond with people while we're stuck at home. So last night, Rabbi Nissan Andrews from Allentown shared a very thought-provoking Bar Torah, and it got me thinking, so I wanted to share some of that with you. This week, this Shabbos, we're about to begin the reading of Sefer Shemos, the Book of Exodus. And the Book of Exodus, as I'm sure most of us are familiar, tells the story of the slavery in Egypt and the Exodus, the redemption. And then it tells us a few subsequent stories after that. It includes the revelation at Mount Sinai. The Jews go to Har Sinai and they receive the Torah. And then the last major story of the book is that they build the Mishkan, the tabernacle, which is the temple in the desert. And eventually, of course, it becomes the blueprint for the two temples, which are later on in Jewish history built in Jerusalem. So those are three of the major stories. Of course, there are other stories in the Book of Exodus. There's the story of Yitro, Moshe's father-in-law, coming, and there's the story of the golden calf. So there are other stories, but on some level, those are the three major stories. Now, there's another traditional name that we have for this book, in addition to Shemos, which means names, and that is Sefer HaGeulah, the Book of Redemption. And in fact, the English name of Exodus is not a translation of the more common Hebrew name of Shemos. It's a reference to the theme of the book. So the name Exodus and the Hebrew term Sefer HaGeulah, the Book of Redemption, are an attempt to identify the theme of the book. Now, the issue is that if you notice what we just said are the major stories of the book, so of course the first one, the slavery in Egypt, and then the subsequent redemption, the Exodus, fit in well with the theme of redemption. But the revelation at Mount Sinai and building of the Mishkan, the tabernacle, don't seem to have much in common with the concept of redemption. So the Ramban, one of the great commentators on the Torah, has an introduction to each of the books. And in his introduction, which you can find in his commentary right before he starts commenting on the Parsha of Shemos, he has a small introduction. And he makes this point, which is a very, very fundamental principle. He says that when we speak about redemption as Jews, we are not referring only to physical redemption. Of course, physical redemption is important. But when, from a Jewish perspective, when we celebrate redemption, it's a reference to physical redemption and also spiritual redemption. And therefore, says the Ramban, if all that had happened in the book of Shemos was that the Jews had been redeemed physically from the slavery of Egypt, that would not have been much to celebrate. What we're really reading about in the book of Shemos and really celebrating in the holiday of Pesach and Passover is that not only were the Jews freed physically, but they then went to Mount Sinai and got the Torah, and then they built the tabernacle, the Mishkan, which was a place of prayers and sacrifices and a place to come and connect to God. And only once we had that full equation that the Jews were saved physically and they received the Torah and they had this place of tremendous spiritual inspiration, only then have we completed Sefer HaGeulah, the Book of Redemption. And this same theme we also find in the Jewish calendar. The Sefer HaChinuch tells us that there's an intense connection between Passover, Pesach, and Shavuot, which comes 7 weeks later. And of course, we count the Omer during that time. So on the Jewish calendar itself, we connect these two holidays. And he explains that the connection is that the real celebration of Passover, of the redemption from Egypt, was that the Jews were then able to go and receive the Torah afterwards. So this theme got me thinking that we ourselves are in the midst of our own Sefer HaGeulah. We're really at the beginning of what we could call the Sefer HaGeulah part of this pandemic. I don't know how many months it will take or what the process exactly will be, but we know that the vaccines have begun. They're already being distributed. People I know have gotten them. I'm sure many of you already know people who have gotten them or might have even gotten them yourselves. So we're beginning the process of redemption out of this pandemic. And one of the things that I think we need to keep in mind as we go through this process is that redemption for us as Jews is not only physical, that we're going to be safe from the virus, that we're going to be able to go out and live our lives the way we did before the pandemic. That's, of course, a crucial part of it. But there also has to be a spiritual component to our redemption. And I wanted to highlight two things. I'm sure everyone can think of their own spiritual components to this redemption, but I just wanted to highlight two that are on my mind. One is going to shul. I've been thinking about it myself, and I've heard a lot of other people talking about it. And one of the concerns is that after the pandemic ends, people might not rush to return to shul or to go back to the same schedule of going to shul to daven, going to other programming of Jewish events, being part of the Jewish community, the way they have been. People might say, I found other ways to daven, I have other means of praying or learning which are inspirational to me, I have a different schedule on Shabbos. People might not feel the need to rush back to shul. And I think that would be a terrible mistake. We should be thinking right now that part of the tremendous joy at this pandemic coming to a close is not only that we can physically do what we want, that we can travel where we want, that we can go shopping and visit people whenever we want, but also that we're going to be able to go back to shul. We're going to be able to go back to our schedule of learning and davening and being part of a Jewish community and being able to do so many of those central rituals with other people, which enhance our own experience. And they also create a tremendous sanctification of God's name when a whole community, when entire large groups of people are doing it together. So that's the one point that I would highlight. The second is in terms of social relationships. One of the, of course, difficulties of this pandemic the last many, many months has been the isolation that many of us are experiencing. And many of us had all sorts of circles in our lives beforehand, in our families, in our communities, people that we got along with, that we made an effort to be friends with, to have relationships with, even if sometimes those relationships could be challenging. And over the last few months, so many of those relationships have been fractured. We don't see them. It's easier to get upset with someone when you don't see them. And there's a lot of tension. We've been through a very tense experience, and we're still going through it. But when that redemption comes, our goal has to be not to continue those fractured relationships and whatever challenges, whatever anger we've experienced towards other people, and to just then do it in person. But our goal has to really be to get back to getting along with other people whenever we can, to building strong communities, to building strong social relationships. That's what the Torah always tells us, that it's important to get along with others, to be friends with others, to treat others respectfully and kindly. And that has to be our goal to get back. So that's the message that I wanted to share with you today, that as we begin this, perhaps long, perhaps shorter, I don't know if anyone exactly knows, but as we begin this process of Geulah, redemption, which is so exciting, and everyone is celebrating the fact that soon it will be over physically, but as Jews, we have another component that we celebrate, and that is that we have a job to do. We are going to emerge from this pandemic, and we have to make sure that we emerge not only strong physically, but also spiritually. And I think it's worth giving some thought to that over the next coming months. We're going to continue with reciting Tehillim. We'll say chapter 23, Perek Chaf Gimel. Mizmor leDavid Adonai ro'i lo echsar, bin os deshe yarviteni, almei menuchos yinahaleni. Nafshi yeshovev yancheni b'ma'agle tzedek lema'an shemo. Gam ki elech b'geit salmoves lo irara ki ata imadi. Shivtecha u'mishantecha heima yinachamuni. Ha'aroch lefanai sholchan neged tzorerai. Dishanta bashemen roshi kosi revaya. Aftob v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai. Veshavti beveis Adonai leorech yamim. We'll say chapter 121. Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir lama'alos esa einai el haharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai ose shamayim va'aret. Al yitain lamot raglecha al yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka v'yareach v'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeitzcha uvo'echa me'ata v'yad olam. And we'll say chapter 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir hama'alos mimamakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shima bekoli tihiyana oznecha kashuvos lekol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imecha slicha leman tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi velidvaro hochalti. Nafshi ladonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbei imo fedus, v'hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. We'll say the Mishaberach for cholim, for those who are ill. Mishaberach avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David v'Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yirape es hacholim. Ba'avur shanachnu mistalulim ba'avuram b'skarzeh ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem l'haflimam ul'raposam ul'hafzikam ul'hafiyosam v'yishlach lahem mehira refuah shlema min ha'shamayim l'ramach evareihem u'shasa gideihem b'sol sh'ar chol Yisrael refuah sanefesh refuah saguf hashta v'agalo v'zman kariv v'nomar amen. And we'll conclude with Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanitsunim batzoro v'ashivya ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotziem mitzara lirvacha u'me'afela le'ora u'mishibud le'geula hashta v'agala u'bizman kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Freeman. Wonderful to have you back on the program. Thank you so much. Beautiful message of hope of emerging and entering into the Geula. We certainly hope that will be soon, each in our own way. And you mentioned the COVID vaccines. Just while we've been on this call, our family WhatsApp group has messages going back and forth. Just saw a message. My father just got his vaccine. So certainly we hope for everyone listening that they'll be rolled out as quickly as possible and that everyone's able to receive theirs as soon as and as quickly as possible. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered Latova for good, and may the Rabbonu Sholom, the master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Mark Fishman of Congregation Beth Tikva in Quebec, Canada. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.